butterflies are as beautiful as the flowers they feed on, but they appear to be less abundant than in years past. And that has scientists worried, because butterflies, bees, and other beneficial bugs pollinate plants and are crucial to as much as 80% of what we eat.
Our ecosystems depend, not just in a minor way, but in a major way, on a diversity of insects doing a diversity of things. And when we decrease the number of individuals and the number of species, we're devastating ecosystem function. Why does that matter? Because it is ecosystems that support humans. But those life support systems that keep us alive, even if we live in a city, are produced by healthy ecosystems. And none of those ecosystems will run well without insects.
Insects rely on weeds and native plants for food and shelter. And both of those are dwindling in the United States as manicured lawns and single crop agriculture spread across the landscape. But entomologist Doug Tallamy says more and more Americans are following his lead by letting their gardens go wild.
A lot of homeowners are interested in doing this. How can I increase the ecological integrity of my landscape? How can I get my landscape to contribute to local ecosystems instead of degrading them? That's growing interest.
And many U.S. states are trying to help by creating bug-friendly habitats along highways. As part of a three-year study, Maryland is seeing how roadsides, which are often just grassy strips, can come back to life with less mowing, bee-friendly native wildflowers, and targeted herbicide use.
We're also seeing a lot of bees coming back. Many, we've had over 70 different species that we've recorded on the roadsides now, and a couple new county records.
The efforts to support a healthy and diverse ecosystem will help bees, butterflies, and people. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.